they don't want it. What seems like bad manners or cynicism or conceit is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. But ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Our theme for Lent is seeking, asking honest questions for deeper faith. Each week we have examined a question first asked in Scripture. And from this starting point, we have set to uncover how that question led not only those in Scripture, but what it means for our story and our lives. Is this the fast I choose? Who will you listen to? How do we begin again? Will you give me a drink? Who here really sinned? This morning we begin with the question, can these bones live? Can these bones live? The text begins with the Lord's power overcoming Ezekiel. And it was Ezekiel who was in the Lord's spirit. And in the Lord's spirit, he was led to a valley of full of bones. And one may sense a Christmas Carol scenario going on here, where there's ghosts of past, present, and future, where God is showing him something that he needs to see. And as they move into the valley, Ezekiel sees a great many bones on that valley floor. They are scattered, disconnected, and the text is clear, they are very dry. Whatever was there is long been gone. All the life has been drained. There's no smell, there's no odor, no sign of life, just bones. Now, I've never been to such a valley to see bones like that, but anyone who has ever been to a historic battlefield, a memorial that tells of such atrocities, you know that bones have stories to tell us. Sure, you could read that there were roughly 46,000 soldiers that died at Gettysburg, but when you are standing in the valley at Culp's Hill or Devil's Den or Little Round Top, you can hear their story. Their bones share stories of violence, stories of oppression and slavery, stories of vilifying one's own neighbor. I think about the desert between us and Mexico, a stretch of land people brave in order to secure safety and refuge for them and their family. And since 1998, over 8,000 people have died trying to make that journey. And it is still common for the news to report that another body was found. Their bones are telling stories of the consequences of imperialism and one-sided foreign policy, and families desperate for peace and safety. Bones have stories to share, if we will only listen. And so Ezekiel, being a prophet of God, was born in perhaps the most turbulent moment of his nation's history. The Babylonian Empire had decimated their way of life. And in Ezekiel's vision, as he is wrapped in the Lord's Spirit, and God shows him the valley of dry bones, he hears the story being retold. He can see the violent, devastating history of his people. He sees the Babylonian army laying siege to his hometown of Jerusalem, 2 years of nonstop attacks. He sees his family and friends trapped inside the city, dying of hunger and disease. He sees the temple destroyed. He sees fellow citizens killed, and those not killed rounded up and forced into exile like he was. The bones are telling the story, but at the same time, speak to those who are living. It speaks to Ezekiel, who perhaps had lost faith in God's promises and God's presence. the people of Israel. And so God tells Ezekiel, these bones are the entire house of Israel. The house of Israel is saying to themselves, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely finished. There are times in our journey where life gets sucked right out of us. We can't form positive thoughts or find joy. There are times where we don't have it all together and our thoughts and our bones feel scattered. There are times where we may not just feel tired or wounded, but beyond exhausted. We are all dried up. It is in that moment where God asks Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can these bones live? And perhaps if we listen close enough, we can hear and relate to the defeated and tired Ezekiel, Lord, only you could possibly know that. Have you ever said that? God only knows how long. God only knows how. Lord, only you could possibly know. And then God tells the prophet to prophesy, which is Ezekiel's gift. God tells him to prophesy over these dry and separated bones and to prophesy over this scattered and hopeless community. Ezekiel, the prophet, prophesies using the words that God gave him. And as he is speaking, something starts to happen. His words trigger a rumbling noise that gets louder and louder. And first he thinks it could be an earthquake, but it's not. It's the bones, and they are coming together, building on top of one another. And once the bones are together, he sees sinews and tissue and muscle being formed, and then new skin. But, and this is important, there is still no breath in them. The bodies are there, they're put together, but there is no breath. And so we might think of a time where we were put together, but at the same time, we were not filled with the fullness of life God offers. We may think about communities have uttered these words, I can't breathe. We may think of Philando Castile or George Floyd. We may be reminded of residents of East Palestine, just a 3 hours drive from this very spot, not sure if the chemicals in the water or air will hurt them. They are unsure about the future and questioning whether they can breathe fresh air. And to this, God again turns to the prophet to use his gift to prophesy over the bodies, saying, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, human one, say to the word breath in Hebrew is ruach. It can also mean wind. But it also means spirit. The bones that were once dry and scattered, filled with despair and hopelessness, are now on their feet. The bones that were once beyond medicine or healing or hope are now alive. And the people that endured exile and trauma are breathing. The ones that were dead are alive. I want to leave you with two things for this week. The first is that God is closer to you than your breath. God is closer to you than your breath. I once heard someone share wisdom with me, and she told me, your inhale is God's exhale. Your inhale is God's exhale. There has never been and never will be a single moment where God is not with you. Like the cross, not even death has the final word. For your inhale is God's exhale. Second, use your gifts so that dry bones around you will live. The prophet prophesied to the bones. If you are a teacher, teach to the bones. If you are a repair person, fix or repair to the bones. If you cut hair to the bones. If you play organ to the bones. If you are a baker, bake to the bones. God will work through your gifts to breathe life into others. So can these bones live? Yes. Can your bones live? Yes. Your inhale is God's exhale. Can our bones live together in peace? Yes. So breathe. Pause and come back to God's breath in you and share it with all you meet. For in God, your bones can live, and our bones can live together. Amen. Amen. Amen.